welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. For generations in America, most beer drinkers had a favorite beer they drank nearly all the time. May have been Bud or Miller or Schlitz or Pabst or Stroh's or Coors, but that was their beer. Brand loyalty. That really isn't the case with craft beer drinkers. It's all about the latest and greatest thing for many of us. That means some of the pioneers of craft beer are feeling the pinch these days as drinkers hop from brand to brand in search of the juiciest trend.
Some of them are struggling. I think the word that they would probably use is they're adapting. The landscape has changed a little bit for them. What the problem is they've almost become routine, which is very unfortunate because consistency and the ability to get these and the ability for them to taste good across a lot of markets is no small task. I mean, that shows some real expertise and maturity in their company to be able to distribute across the states. And, you know, in some of these cases, now they have multiple plants producing the same thing.
That's Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. You can probably guess some of the breweries we're talking about. Boston Beer Company, Sierra Nevada, New Belgium. They were among the first to bring craft beer to South Dakota and to many parts of the nation. They saw phenomenal growth, but now those three and others have seen sales declines this year. Still, craft beer as a whole continues to grow, although not as quickly as the past few years. There are now more than 5,000 breweries in America.
What those breweries were able to do with their nationalization of their brands, you know, they were able to come to South Dakota and other places.
And they were among the first.
And they did a great job, and I think they have to be even applauded for taking the risk to come to South Dakota when, you know, there's always opportunity and risk, but there's still risk and risk. But I think what some of these brewing companies maybe lack is the identity of being the local one.
With craft drinkers, there's also a tendency to drink the latest, hottest thing.
The beer scope has changed, and that's okay. It's become more adventurous. It's become more discovery than anything else. You know, you used to have a brand, and that's what you stocked your fridge with. And you could identify people. If you went over to your neighbor's house, you know that they'd have this brand in their fridge. And I don't think that there's that brand loyalty anymore. As a brewer, you know, obviously as a businessman, I wish I could say, I wish people had brand loyalty and this is the only thing they drank all the time. But I that's the business side of me, but that's not a real practical side. That's not even the side that I would, that's some weird little Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder trying to tell me that, but it's not. I know, and more importantly, I appreciate the fact that people try and we go all over. And honestly, there's part of our business that only exists because people are willing to try new things and do new discoveries. So it's kind of a weird paradox that we're in, that the craft brewers are creating so many beers so that people can try them, but everybody's tasting beer, but nobody's drinking beer.
More Beer Untapped with Perry Miller right after this.
Bless my lips when that bottle tips. I wish I had a Sierra Nevada. I wish I had a Sierra Nevada.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk trends versus tradition. There's not a lot of brand loyalty among many craft beer drinkers. They may favor a local tap room or two, but at the bottle shop, it seems to be all about the flavor of the week or the newest brewer or the latest hot style. And many craft beer drinkers start out wanting to try everything. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing.
There's nothing wrong with that, but that makes demand for diversity, and there's nothing wrong with the demand for diversity. It is more difficult for the big regional breweries to excel, because by the time you talk about the logistics of making enough beer to serve an entire population and make it available to everybody throughout a population, I mean, you're going to start really limiting your styles for what you can do, just the mechanics of doing it. I think what is a lot of these large breweries have seen is they've seen added competition from local tap rooms, kind of like we do, is where we don't have we would love to produce more beer, but we really have the novelty of being able to change and do what we want.
A couple of breweries that distribute to South Dakota have found it necessary to contract. Summit Brewing of Minnesota shrank its distribution footprint. Tallgrass Brewing out of Kansas is cutting several brands.
Tallgrass is 10 years old, but they're an old brewery in terms of the craft beer scene. And they're starting to reduce their number. And they've done so deliberately, you know, just because they've identified that this is a hard thing to keep going. It's sometimes it's unsustainable. And they've recognized the importance of Tallgrass brewed in Kansas is its availability in Kansas. Don't get me wrong, we have Tallgrass in South Dakota and enjoy it. But, you know, they've done it to say, you know, well, we can't be everything to everybody all the time.
Seth believes there's still plenty of room for small brewers operating on the brew pub model, selling out of a tap room with limited or no outside distribution.
I think there's room for more breweries still in the world, but there's, I think the sun is setting on some of the really, really big craft breweries. I could be wrong. Maybe there's some unknown disruption factor in the future that would allow for it, but you know, it's just the mechanics of it is very difficult.
And now for something completely different. The return of football season also means the return of a budding tradition at Wooden Lakes Brewing. SDSU is a home game Thursday night. That means fan cakes Thursday morning.
I get goosebumps when we start talking about football season. It is here. It is time. If you're listening to this show on a Saturday, you've missed it. The Jacks have already won. Look at that. That's my premonition. Oh, I hope to goodness that they don't. Let's edit that out on Saturday.
No, I'm keeping that.
Okay, keep it. But here's what we do. Every home football game, regardless of who we play, we do free pancakes at the pub. And kind of part of our local commitment is that SDSU is who we are. So we offer free blue and gold pancakes. They're free to you or anybody. We do ask for a free will donation, and that usually ends up to a local charity as well. This Thursday is the first Thursday football game we'll ever do it for. We're going to try it.
Don't miss fan cakes 8 a.m. this Thursday, then every home Saturday. Let's head over to Brookings Liquor Store now, where Drew Eklund is pouring some new tap beers for your growler fills.
Our first beer ever from Wooden Legs, Small Town Pale Ale, 1024 for a 64-ounce fill. 7 different hops were used, and the malts really balance it out nicely. Next one I have, new on tap from Hydra. It's Orchid Vanilla Ale, 1024 for a 64-ounce fill. This is a Kolsch style. The vanilla flavor is front and center, but it's not overly sweet. Great job by Hydra.
A lot of local beers on tap right now, I noticed.
That's really nice. We're trying to keep it mostly local.
New packaged beers to try out at Brookings Liquor Store include Summit's new Vienna Lager, Avery's huge Imperial Stout called Nuttiest Professor, Odell's Coyote, their new sour, and Hop Session returns from Brow Brothers.
Also, Brow Brothers is coming to do a tasting at the liquor store soon. I'll let you know when we have a date set.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.